from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Obviously an incredible interview. A couple things, guys, stuck out to me. He's talking about star searching. Who's going to be undeniable? Now, we've all kind of gone back and forth, and look, I don't think it's any secret. You look at defense, you look at Jesse Bates. When you look at offense, you look at Kirk Cousins. But there's always those kind of secondary captains, the Calais Campbells like you had last year, some of the, you know, Cordarrelle Patterson offensively they had last year. Those are a couple of spots that they kind of have to replace guys and kind of find out who that next veteran presence is going to be.
Yeah, I think each in the defensive-wise, I think each level will have a captain, right? Like their own room. And I think Grady Jarrett sat up front. I think that every veteran that they've brought in here has done has kind of acknowledged, on defense anyways, acknowledged that this is Grady Jarrett's defense. This is, especially defensive line, it's his room. But we talk about veterans at each level, but then you look at it, and Rod talked about how young they are in defense in certain areas. And you and I were talking with Dave Archer yesterday, Mike, just about the versatility that they might have in that front seven that we haven't seen. I don't know when the versatility, we last time we saw that kind of versatility. Now it has to pan out. And excuse me, Kelly, you talked about, you know, what, looking at Braylon Trice yesterday and noticing things about him. I thought Braylon Trice and Mike and I both, we thought he was taller.
I said longer, but I was like, I thought he'd be a little more long,
but he is. Boy, he is thick.
He's like a little tree stump, isn't
he? I'm gonna tell you something. Yeah. I wouldn't want to try to run through that guy.
But is it, Kelly? Is it as simple as saying this is Grady Jarrett's defense? And I think it is. But he hasn't been in full go with a lot of these players that have been signed, right? And he had the ACL last year, and he's obviously coming back off that. And he gets released, and he's practicing full go, but there are other guys like Caden Ellis that'll be a huge part of this team.
Absolutely. Well, Grady has been here this whole time, right? Like, he's been rehabbing here. A lot of these guys that maybe came in later last year know him, are familiar with him, and he's obviously such a big force on and off the field. But, I mean, you even look at guys like A.J. Terrell. I know yesterday he was talking how he's kind of taking some of these younger DBs under his wing, even though it's his fifth year in the league. He's not exactly a grizzled veteran compared to some of these other guys. But I think there's a lot of guys on both sides of the ball who are really taking on that leadership and making sure that it helps the entire team.
Yeah, and look, just seeing A.J. Terrell walk over and talk to the media yesterday, Bo made a good point. He's like, that guy has gotten so comfortable has gotten so much better. You can just tell that he loves kind of his role in this team. Now, look, you mentioned he's still a little bit young in the tooth, probably looking for that bag, you know, sooner rather than later, and hopefully he gets it. But that's a guy who obviously is a veteran presence.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something we actually talked to him about yesterday, the contract kind of situation. In a year, we've seen so many hold-ins, hold-outs so far across the NFL.
That's a great point.
He's here.
That's
He's with
point.
This team, and he was like, I want to focus on getting this team better. I want to focus on football. I pay an agent to take care of all that stuff for me.
That's a great
Yeah,
point.
It is. We forget he's a hometown guy.
Yeah.
He's a hometown dude, but he has. I think my takeaway of A.J. Terrell 3 years ago and the reality of A.J. Terrell as just a dude is different. Even his rookie year, I was like, man, that guy's so quiet. I had an interaction with him, I think, going into year two. And he came in. He came up to our studios, and him and I talked off the air. And I was like, wow, you're not a quiet, laid-back dude, are you? And every single time I'm around him, it's more apparent that, dude, he is. I'm not saying he's anything bad, but he's fun. He's energetic. He's outgoing. Like, he is not the guy that I thought he was. And the reality situation on the field, he's all business.
Yeah. Dave Archer kind of making fun of him yesterday, asking if Clemson's coming to the Big 12.
Yeah.
He absolutely loved that.
And he said, step down.
We got to head to break. When we come back, has Brian Snicker finally had enough? He had a lot of things to say in his postgame presser. And also, we're going to talk about the vibe around training camp, why it's different, and what that means for this team. Stick with the Morning Shift. We're live from Flowery Branch, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.